Paul Cox served in Vietnam as a Marine. He's now a member of Veterans for Peace. Cox pinpoints the incident which turned him against the war after he'd been in Vietnam for about a year.
Our company walked into a village, and the point squad asked if there were any friendlies in this area, and was told by the company commander that no, this is a free fire zone. Subsequently, they opened up on the people they found in that village and wound up killing 15 women, children, and old folks, simply because this squad had lost a couple of men to a booby trap a few days before. They took their revenge out on these 15 people. And that for me was a turning point.
Cox said he resolved he wouldn't kill anyone else and wouldn't let anyone else be killed if he could help it. When he returned to his military base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Cox joined with others to print an underground anti-war newspaper.
When I left Vietnam, a bunch of us started talking, and we decided that if we printed an underground newspaper and printed the truth, the Marine Corps would collapse. Didn't happen, but that was our goal.
The newspaper Cox worked on was called Rage. It was one of many anti-war newspapers written by members of the military and smuggled onto military bases in the U.S., Germany, and Japan. Anti-war coffee shops and bookstores also sprang up in Army towns. Some men who received draft notices fled instead to Canada. Others who had joined the military deserted. Resistance or desertion carried the risk of imprisonment. Some served as long as 10 years behind bars. Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers' secret history of the Vietnam War in 1971. In a recorded statement endorsing the Waging Peace in Vietnam exhibit, he says to be in a military unit and oppose the Vietnam War took extraordinary courage.
The men and women who spoke out, often at great cost during the immoral and unnecessary war in Vietnam, are voices that need to be heard again and again.
The exhibit notes that by 1971, the rate of unauthorized absences in the military, including desertion, reached 17%. The highest rate in modern U.S. military history. The exhibit is mainly touring at universities. Its organizers want young people to learn about the history of anti-war activism within the military. Cox says it's important for them to know they always have options, something he didn't understand when he was drafted.
I was a kid from Oklahoma, in 1968 when I got drafted, and while the anti-war movement was very strong on the coast and in some university towns across the country, certainly wasn't in my neighborhood, and I had never really thought about the war. And nobody, when I got my draft notice and decided to join the Marine Corps instead, nobody said don't do that. And I think this is a strong statement that maybe you shouldn't do that. And if you decide you don't think it's a good idea, you do have options. There are always options.
The Waging Peace in Vietnam exhibit is open daily from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Gallery in the Veterans Building in San Francisco. The exhibit closes on Sunday. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, San Francisco.